Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I recently, my mom passed this year. And as we were going through the funeral arrangements and, clearing out her apartment and resolving aspects of her finances and estate, I had a moment right after she passed where I was like, I can be chaotic and crazy and dramatic about all of this, or I can decide that I'm going to move through this peacefully. And I rooted into that thought, that belief, that way of being, that no matter what happens as we move through this, I'm going to do it peacefully. So even when, I think as you're going through a high energy situation, like, as Rob and I were, my brother and I were planning her funeral and stuff, we had to have conversations and make decisions really quickly. And so of course, like you're trying to get it right. And, you really don't know what it's like to go through someone passing until they do, And so even if there was conflict, I could always go back to, I made the choice to move through this peacefully. And so I do believe Abraham Hicks when they say you can't go from like the bottom of the emotional guidance scale to the top of the emotional guidance scale. You got to work your way up. But I do believe that you can set an intention of the emotion you want to hold as you move through an experience. And lock that in. And so then no matter where you're at on the journey emotionally, you can choose, hey, I said I was going to do it this way. Let me find myself there. Yeah. Okay. We're having conflict about that. That is annoying the hell out of me. This is so frustrating. And I chose that I was going to move through this peacefully. And so how do I get back to peace right now? Okay. I need to shut my mouth. I need to shut my mouth because this isn't really that important. Oh, you know what? I need to be observing right now because I'm realizing this situation isn't what it is. This is emotions coming up. This is anxieties, worries, fears coming up and has nothing to do with what we're actually dealing with. Okay, I'm observing that, hey, this is all going on. And I chose to be peaceful. I chose to be peaceful. It's not minimizing your feelings when you decide how you're going to move through a situation. I felt a range of feelings the whole time. I had frustration. I had some anger about the way my mom left her estate. I had some annoyance because, I had some anxiety. I had some like worry. I had some sadness. My mom had been sick for a long time, like 17 years. So, every year my brother and I were like, oh God, there was something that showed up where we're like, is this the end? So, there wasn't like a lot of that sadness I'd already really processed through. And I had spent some time with my mom over the last couple of years since I moved back to Los Angeles and I could work through the last of some childhood things. And so I actually felt good. Like, I don't feel like anything's unresolved. It's weird to say that. Most people don't talk that way about death, but I know she's safe now. I know she's in heaven doing life the way she does it, or doing her existence the way she does it. I know that she's still present and guiding us as it seems right and true for our life. And I know she's not in pain. I know she's not suffering. Now, this doesn't minimize any of my grief. I had to go through the grieving process. I had to feel all of my feelings. But as I move through the experience of her death, of her funeral, of her passing, I chose peace. I said I was going to move through this peacefully. Let me find my way into peace. Not minimizing my feelings. Yes, that's how I feel about that situation. I'm not all of a sudden turning her into a saint. I'm not making her the most evil person in the world. I'm not making up any stories. I choose to move through this with peace. Oh, this didn't go the way I wanted it to. Yeah, I could be an asshole about it. Or I could be like, okay, this is the nature of it. I do want this thing to be the way I want it to. So, 'cause, you know, the funeral industry is its own thing. And so you do have to hold to your sense of professional standards as you move through that. So yeah, I could be like, oh yeah, that did not go as we had planned. That's okay. I still said I was going to move through this with peace. And so you do get to choose how you want to move through an experience. You can choose a feeling. And I'd say choose a feeling that feels accessible to you. I believe everybody has a default high vibrational setting that works really well for them. For some people, it's joy. For some people, it is love. For some people, it's freedom. For me, it's peace. I can get to peace really easily. I can work up the scale and get myself to a place of peace. And so what high vibrational feeling works for you? Consistently. Maybe it's gratitude. Whatever the feeling might be, decide how you're going to move through an experience. No matter what it is, particularly stuff that's unexpected, things that are outside of your control. Because we all have the choice to feel terrible and anxious and worried and down and frustrated and dramatic and chaotic and confused. We always have that choice available. But you also have the choice of choosing a high vibrational feeling. So choose how you're going to move through an experience, and you'll find that situations and circumstances will show up. Inspiration, intuitive wisdom will show up that will support that journey. So I know as I was moving through the grieving process, I was just inspired one night to say, because my brother and I have a way of like we're humorous, right? We weren't like solemn, you know, if we both would show up at the funeral home, we weren't like, you know, making arrangements and stuff. We weren't solemn. And so I was like, we could make a joke, you know, and feel fine, you know, and didn't feel like we were minimizing, but there was part of me that was like, hey, I think this might be the way we're moving through grief. And so one night I felt an intuition to Google the grieving process and ways to move through grief. And one of them is humor. And I'm not saying if you're not a jokey person, that could easily be a way to bypass what you're feeling. No, we were still feeling our feelings, but the way we moved through it was, you know, we could chuckle about something, right? And so you get to decide how you move through an experience, even if it is something as big. I say that in quotes, because now that I'm looking at death, I'm saying, oh, it's just a part of our human experience. It's not any larger or smaller than anything else we go through. Yeah. I know that's bold, because a lot of people can take a death and let it really destroy them. And I'm not taking that away from you at all. But there is a way to choose how you want to move through it emotionally. So I hope this is helpful to somebody. Also, I will give this sidebar on grief. I did listen to a lot of books on grief. I started immediately. And it was more so there was another way of being in my consciousness, another understanding of the process. I knew a lot about grief because of the work I do. And I think we grieve not just a death, but we grieve any type of loss. And so it was really helpful to just start picking out some books, and I'd listen to them. And if it wasn't the right book, I'd switch to another one. But I really consciously wanted to have some intellectual understanding of what I might be going through as I move through it. And that was comforting. It was really, really comforting. So I would say if you are going through a loss, be willing to pick up a book on grieving, because it might be the comfort that you need that will get you through that process. All right. I'm Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I'm a high-end one-on-one intuitive coach. You can learn more about my services. You can purchase my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I pray it was helpful to someone. And I'm sending you so much love for 2025.